Once again, I start my short word with a question. Are you rendering evil for evil? Oh, even as I say that, it just so pricks the conscience. When someone mistreats you, someone acts badly, not pleasing to you, it's so easy, beloved ones, to render evil for evil. And then, what good is that, you know? So let's hear what God's word has to say about that. 1 Thessalonians 5:15-16. And the Lord clearly tells us not to render evil for evil. And just before I read that, I just want to say that someone once said to me, or I heard them say to someone else with a little bit of counsel, don't lower yourself to their level. Well, I would say don't lower yourself to the old sinful nature's level. No way. Thank you, Jesus. God's word says, 1 Thessalonians 5:15, see that no one renders evil for evil, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. And rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. Beloved ones, one of the saddest things I think for a Christian to do is to quench, grieve, or resist the Holy Spirit. So talk to Him. He is God, and He is inside us, Christians. And He loves it when we communicate with Him and lean on Him and trust Him and call on Him and talk to Him. Hallelujah. He is God, and He is with us, hallelujah, forever. And so, dear ones, call upon Him quickly when someone's rendering evil to you, because you don't want to render evil back to Him. No, not at all. Then it's absolutely no better than what was happening. Hear the word in Matthew 5:44-45. Thank you, Jesus, you're here right now. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them who curse you. Do good to those who hate you and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. There it is, folks. God instructs us, we are indeed not to render evil for evil. And one of the really strong direction in life is, read 1 Peter chapter 3, I encourage you. And in verse 9 it says, don't render evil for evil, reviling for reviling. On the contrary, blessing. Know you are called to this. You are called to inherit and be a blessing, so was I. So in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, your mercy swallow our judgments, your compassions that are new each day. Take away rendering evil for evil from us, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.